The Senate is pulling an all-nighter.
Republicans plan to hold 30 consecutive hours of debate to bring attention to the stalled nominations of three potential federal judges. And they want to call attention to one more who withdrew his name from nomination.
Democrats have been using a filibuster to block votes on their confirmation.
Here are the rules for the marathon debate.
30 minutes for a Republican, then 30 minutes for a Democrat, back and forth for at least 30 hours.
The Senate Majority Whip, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, says to prepare for the all-nighter, the Republicans brought in cots.
I think there are 12 or 15 senators who've requested them. Senator McCain suggested we have a snoring and a non-snoring section.
What else should the senators be stocking up on to get through those long hours? We asked some people experienced in all-nighters for a little advice.
For the past 2 years, adjunct professor Karen Nelson has run talkathons, 25 hours long, for the debate team at Dickinson State University in North Dakota. Her debaters have experimented with lots of different beverages to keep them going through the night.
We had lots of water. Some of them did bring soda, but they found out that wasn't a very good idea. Coffee, it will keep you awake, but it's bad for your voice. So we had a lot of water and a lot of cookies.
And new mother Celeste Playa says those late-night debating shifts aren't so different from her 3 a.m. feedings. The way to get through it, she says, is to focus on the job.
When you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I mean, you're so tired. You just so have to get up and just get on task.
But the people who really know about surviving all-nighters are college students, like Harvard seniors David Zimmer and Christina Shelby.
It's easier if you have, like, an all-nighter buddy. Like, last year when I was doing the take-home midterm, I had a friend in the class, and we would email back and forth about, like, every 2 or 3 hours. You can kind of keep each other awake and make it more fun than it would be if you were just all by yourself.
The one helpful thing is just to get some exercise. I mean, obviously you're not going to go to a swimming pool or something like that at 3 o'clock in the morning because, well, I mean, I don't know, maybe senators have access to swimming pools at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I definitely don't. But, yeah, that's the main thing, that and coffee.
So, senators, put on a fresh pot, keep the weight room open, find a friend, and focus on the debate. C-SPAN's cameras will capture the action. We'll be asleep.